Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One last text on the decriminalizing magic mushrooms. Really good text. I have a very good friend that's been in and out of hospital for 2 years with severe depression that is resistant to traditional psychiatric drugs along with electroconvulsive therapy. She'll be starting ketamine, which is being used more and more with great success, giving folks a shot at a normal life. If mushrooms can have similar success, let's go. These non-traditional methods are absolutely saving lives. I agree with that 1,000%. Okay. 4 years ago today at this point, it was COVID, so I was home. We were not allowed here, but the United States Capitol was under attack because folks were trying to stop an election and trying to stop a transfer of power. It's that simple. And aside, by the way, Dave, so D.C. is overwhelmed by snow and sleet and ice today. What if that would have happened 4 years ago? A lot of people wouldn't show. Who knows if Donald Trump makes that speech? People might have said, man, I think Donald Trump won. I believe in him, but it's brutal outside. I'm not going. I'm watching on TV. I'm not traveling there at all. I'm not kidding. The weather could have played a part because this was a very decent, pleasant day out 4 years ago.
Are you saying Republicans control the weather?
Yes. Marjorie Taylor's right. Marjorie Taylor Greene's right. Now the Republicans have control of the weather. But You agree with me, right? There wouldn't have been as many people.
Sure.
There. The silliness of the weather.
Yeah. The steps leading up to the Capitol probably would have been slippery.
Yes.
People wouldn't have been able to get up there.
No, they would have. They wouldn't have been as committed. Let's just be honest.
It's true.
Let's eliminate a few things, too. No, Nancy Pelosi did not turn down 10,000 troops. That's been disproven over and over and over again. No, Donald Trump did not react right away. He sat on his butt and watched it and loved it. Hour after hour after hour. Finally, and by the way, we've seen the video. He had to attempt like 4 or 5 different video presentations because he didn't want to go as strong as he did. And his first attempts were not that strong. And oh, by the way, because of the January 6th committee, we've all read the texts from Kevin McCarthy, Ivanka Trump, Don Trump Jr., Sean Hannity, others begging Donald Trump to get out there right away and say no to this violence. That's 100% accurate. There's no debating that. If you believe that was a day of love, then you're on the psilocybin mushrooms already. Donald Trump was well within his right of going to court and trying to make prove his claims in court. He won one minor victory. The election was a testament to democracy. And Joe Biden, who in my opinion would prove to be an ineffective president, was elected. Let's get another one out of the way. Oh, you never talk about the protests in Minneapolis. Give me a break. Among the reasons why Tim Walz doesn't come on the show, my comments about his ineptitude during the protests. I've had this conversation with Jacob Fry on air over and over again. You could podcast our comments excoriating those individuals. You could go back to Twitter. You can do both. You can criticize both. close to 1,600 individuals have been prosecuted. To act like it wasn't a day of violence, over 140 police officers, law enforcement individuals were injured. It was a day of shame and embarrassment. It stinks if you lose. It stinks if you want your guy to win. You know what you don't do? You don't break into the Capitol. And can we acknowledge this? There were individuals who went and saw the speech. Trump's speech, Rudy's speech, all the craziness that happened that day. Some of them were fine. Some of them were just not even close to telling the truth. There were some, Dave, who walked down, stood outside the Capitol. They shouldn't be punished at all. There were some who just walked around the Capitol. So they're breaking in. So they should face some punishment. But not as severe as those who were harming law enforcement. Thought we always believe in law enforcement. Apparently, you know, we do when they agree with us.
Yeah, back the blue.
Back the blue as long as they agree with us. Mm-hmm. You know, FBI, when they're on our side, we back them. Those folks who were harming police, breaking property, defecating, calling for the killing of Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence, defiling the place. It's simple. What were they trying to do? They thought they could take over the bleeping Capitol and stop the election of Joe Biden through violence. The ones at the worst. And they rightfully so have been prosecuted. If any of us would have said, at this point, 4 years ago, when it was still going on, I think Donald came out with, was it maybe 2:30 Eastern time when he came out with his first? This is after they've been encouraging for hours and hours. If I would have said here on the radio, while the Capitol is under attack, where we had no idea what was going to happen. By the way, they handed out gas masks to these folks. People were lying it was Antifa. It was not Antifa. People still lying. Well, the FBI was a part of it. Was the FBI aware of potential violence? Yes. Did they have people there? To try to stop the violence. Not to also break in. There's no proof of that. None. But if I would have come on WC's radio and said, by the way, when this is going on, in 4 years, on this same day, Donald Trump is going to be certified as the next president of the United States, winning 312 to 226. Not a soul would have believed me. I mean, maybe a soul. What percent of America would have believed that if I would have said, as he was unfolding the attack, that Donald Trump's going to win again and win by almost 100 electoral votes? It's not possible. And it happened.
It did. It's one of those. Adam said this earlier, talking about that moment, watching it was one. It felt like one of those. I will always remember where I was at the time. And I remember where I was. I was in the basement of my home with my 4-year-old, with the, she was just born a few months earlier, the youngest, taking a nap. We were downstairs playing, and I turned on NBC or whatever channel it was, and saw what was going on.
Some might say you could have turned on WCC radio.
Could have been, but yep. I needed the visuals too.
Yep.
I remember, I'm pretty sure it was NBC that I was watching, them speaking to Kevin McCarthy, speaker.
Yeah.
You know, big time.
Yeah.
He's pretty big time.
Yeah.
And him
ally
sounding
of Donald Trump.
Yes. Not only terrified, but furious at Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Yep.
Yes. Absolutely calling him out, saying, this is ridiculous. This needs to end. Mr. President, if you can hear me, if you are watching this right now, you need to do something right
they
now.
They were fearing for their lives.
That was the message. And that's
gas masks were handed out.
It felt like
at the Capitol.
This, you know, from somebody watching it in Minnesota, it felt like this was a defining moment for the country. this was something that was going to change some sort of aspect of the country, whether it be how our politics work, whether it was going to be the specific, you know, MAGA movement of the Republican Party. Something was going to change. And 4 years later, we couldn't have been more wrong.
The king is more powerful than ever.
Yes. Again. Do I equate it with 9/11? Do I equate it with Pearl Harbor? No, I do not. No. But people were trying to overturn an election. And the man who was the president of the United States, pursue through court, fine, zero problem. Lie after lie. The flunkies, the goofballs, the nonsense, the Rudy at the landscaping place, the threatening people, the die coming down. And you still support him. And he won. He ran against an ineffective president who it looks like for years wasn't capable of being the president, and a vice president who I think was put herself in an unfortunate position when she wouldn't separate herself from Joe Biden, as difficult as that is, and then she's just not a very good campaigner. She just isn't. Again, I'm not expecting someone as a Republican to say, hey, you know what I'm going to support this time? Bernie Sanders. But why not support someone else who believes in Republican principles that you believe in, as opposed to the guy who wanted to maintain his office by violence? Because that's what he wanted. He was 1,000% willing to stay in office by these folks stopping and potentially harming people. When he was told, this has been reported multiple places, that the vice president was in jeopardy or later safe, you know what he said? Who cares? That's your guy. For Mike Pence, who genuflected for Donald Trump constantly. So when people say, why would you never support Donald Trump? That's example A. Because there are plenty of Republican positions where I don't run from. But a guy who's willing to lie at this level, and by the way, if you think for 1 second this is a big, oh, he must love Joe Biden. We can go back to podcasts in June of 2022 before I asked Dean Phillips the same question, and I kept saying he shouldn't run for office. Then when he announced he wasn't going to run, I said he should step down as president. I just called him ineffective. It's not, oh, I'm a big Biden supporter. I'm just saying there are better options. And one guy, as the alternative, can't be a guy who fomented violence and then sat there and did nothing while it happened. That is not even up for debate. While his family members and his closest friends and allies were begging him to step out there and speak and try to stop it. And once he started to be more forceful, guess what happened? They stopped because they love the guy. What do you want to say? Disagree with me forcefully. Add some more to it. Make a point that I haven't mentioned yet. There's plenty more I can mention. Agree. You want to call? You want to text? That's fine. 651-461-9226. January 6, 2021 is one of the most embarrassing days in our country's history. Because an individual would not accept the results of an election. He tried through court, fine. And he wouldn't accept it and loved that the violence was taking place. And he's now going to be, and by the way, I never say this, not my president. He's going to be my president. And we'll cover him. And I hope he's great. I do. But that's what he did. 651-461-9226. Did we go over the music theme?
We've not yet.
What have we got?
Have you picked it up? Picked up on it yet?
I've kind of been doing the show.
All right, well, it's part of the show, but you can ignore it if you want. We started with very popular right now from Wicked, Defying Gravity. Since then, we've had two songs called Over My Head and another one called Too High. It's an ode to all the balls thrown by Sam Darnold last night.
You're mean.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not. Mike Pence, a tweet 36 minutes ago. The peaceful transfer of power is a hallmark of our democracy. And today, members of both parties in the House and Senate, along with the vice president, certified the election of our new president and vice president without controversy or objection. I welcome the return of civility to these historic proceedings and offer my most sincere congratulations and prayers to President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. Also adds, I also commend the members of the House, Senate, Vice President, who did their duties under the Constitution of the United States, it being particularly admirable that Vice President Harris would preside over the certification of a presidential election that she lost. She did it. She did what she was supposed to do. The country did what it was supposed to do, and we moved on.
Like Mike Pence.
Like Mike Pence. You think Mike Pence wanted Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to win? Obviously not.
No.
Didn't think Al Gore wanted to be there in January 2001? Didn't think Richard Nixon wanted to be there in January 1961? No. You know what you do? You accept the loss, even, and again, I've said this, I believe it, can't be proved. I think if COVID doesn't happen, or even if Donald Trump doesn't talk about disinfectant, or it's just going to vanish on Easter, he wins.
Get that light inside your body, Chad.
Oh, man, oh, man. All right, let's take some calls. Plenty of texts coming in. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, about 10. Tom, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hi, Chad. My issue is... A while ago, I was thinking about free speech and freedom of speech, and I was thinking, you hear about hate speech. I'm going, do we really have free speech in this country, or what is hate speech, or what's that about? So when I was researching it, I found that what constitutes things as hate speech is if they cause violence or some danger or violence. Like if you're in a theater and it's empty, you can scream fire all day long. It doesn't mean anything. But the old story about,
right.
You know,
sure.
Don't cry. Yeah. But with Trump, what did that mean? Go down and fight like hell. Go down there. Was he inciting violence or not? It seemed absolutely clear that he was.
Well, even if we want to debate that, because one point in the speech he talks about peacefully, even if you say, oh, I'm going to talk about the peaceful part, when it got out of control, he has to instantly go on national television, go on any platform and say, this cannot happen. And he didn't do it for hours. And that's indefensible. Even if you wanted him
right
to win, that's indefensible. Tom, I want to try to get to a few calls. Excellent points. Thank you, sir. Dan, you're on WCCO.
Yeah, see, you know, I agree with it's a bad thing what happened on January 6th. Reason why it happened, because if you think about what happened before, all the riots that were happening, Republicans looked at it like, look at, they're destroying everything, and they get out of prisons, they don't get prosecuted. So we see this, and then think about the election, how because of COVID, they changed all the rules for voting, and you can see today, because how many votes did Joe Biden get?
81
million more
81 million.
Any other time. Hey, don't cut me off.
No, I'm telling you, how many votes?
Can you explain to me, if you look at all the history of the average voting,
how many votes did Donald Trump get?
Where are those 13 million?
No, it's not that.
Something wrong.
Look up, Dave.
You guys are just overlooking it.
Hold on. Hang on. Hang on.
Turn out.
Put him on hold. Okay. Hang on a second. Put him on hold. Look up again the latest total for Harris. Again, it's a decisive win. Don't hang up, Dan. I'll get back to you. It's a decisive 7-0 Electoral College swing state victory for Donald Trump. Where is Harris at right now? It's like just below 75 million?
Just a touch over. 75 million, 19,000 and change.
Okay, so put Dan back on. So it's not 13 million, Dan. It's 6 million. And part of the reason why it happened is because Joe Biden was deemed ineffective. You know, Donald Trump ended up with what, 76 million?
That's 77. Not the right
77.
Wait a minute.
Those are the
wait
right numbers, Dan.
Numbers.
No.
Okay, wait a minute. Anybody listening, go ahead and look up how many did Joe Biden get
81 million. He got 81 million. And so now Kamala Harris ended up with 75. That's 6 million, not 13 million. Math's not that difficult.
No. Go Google it. It's more than that.
We just did.
And they,
we just did.
It's more than that.
Joe Biden at 81,283,501 to Donald Trump's 74,223,975.
It's right there. And then Kamala Harris, who lost decisively, had 75 million. Want to know why? Because she wasn't very good as a campaigner, because Joe Biden wasn't very good. And hold on a second. Let me finish. And by the way, the country decided that Donald Trump wasn't as good in 2020. We see results change, Dan. It doesn't. You can be disappointed. You can be disappointed. But you, last thing. Last thing. I'm going to put you on hold again if you don't listen. Last thing. Are you condoning what happened on January 6th? Yes or no?
No. I said it shouldn't have happened, but the reason why everybody was so upset, you missed my first point,
I heard the,
because
I
all
heard,
the stuff.
Oh, so that justifies
it. Talk about,
that, no, we talked about the protest all the time, Dan.
You're going to interrupt me again?
I'm going to tell you, because you're lying. We talked about the protest, and I rip walls constantly on this show.
You guys cut people off when they make their point.
You're lying.
Why are you cutting me off?
You're lying.
What?
You're lying.
I'm lying.
Yes.
That the riots never happened.
No, I'm my point.
The riots never happened all of a sudden, he's saying to me.
Dan.
Are you saying the riots never happened?
Dan, the point I'm making is on this show. Dan, listen. Namaste. Deep breath.
Yep.
I crushed walls and fry for the protest and not responding. The violent protesters should be in jail for decades. I never condoned it.
Yeah.
In any way, zero.
Okay.
More violence doesn't condone other violence.
Upset. This is why we got upset, because we've seen this for happening months after months after months, right? It didn't just happen here in Minneapolis. It happened all over the world. And that's what we're mad about, that we see all this, and you guys act like, oh, that's not a big deal.
I literally told you that I crushed it.
Don't call me a liar just because I see this protests all happen, and then I'm lying about it. Why do you say I'm
lying
about it?
Because you're lying what I have said about it.
I didn't say you said it. I said this is what Republicans seen happening. That's not a lie. I'm not saying you said that. Point out what's happening. We had this crap happen for months or years, and nothing was done.
Last thing, because I'm late, and you've been on for 5 minutes, and I'm not taking any more calls. Because you are right. Anyone in this sense who is not strong on violent protests in all aspects is a fraud.
That's why you guys failed so much.
I'm not a registered Democrat. I didn't vote for only Democrats in this election, or I haven't forever. You keep saying you're talking about me.
I got to go,
Dan. Thank you. Spirited dialogue. Where's Susie? What'd you think of that, Susie?
I get nervous. I feel like something's fisticuffs. I feel like you're
sometimes it's feisty.
I don't know, man.
Sometimes it's okay to get feisty.
All right.
But he was on for a long time, and he made his point.
He surely did. He called you a liar about 10 times.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
You've called me worse off
air. I have.
Yes.
Hmm.
Overrated. Next hour. Next segment.